This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are listening to multiple testimonies from the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell on the 28th of April, 2023. We're now up to dispatcher Helena Kayakamanu and her testimony in the trial. Let's take a listen.
All right, now that the witness has been sworn, let me just ask you, Ms. Kayakamanu, have you reviewed any of the trial testimony in this case, listened to it, read it, or seen it otherwise?
No.
All right, thank you. When you're speaking, please talk directly into that microphone so we pick up your voice for our recording. Please also make verbal responses to any questions and try to avoid talking at the same time as anyone questioning you so we keep a clear record. With that in mind, Ms. Rawlings, you can inquire.
Thank you, Your Honor. Deputy Kayakamanu, would you please state your name and spell your name for the record?
Helena Kayakamanu. H-E-L-E-N-A-K-A-A-I-A-K-A-M-A-N-U.
Thank you. Where are you currently employed?
City of St. Anthony Police Department.
And what is your current title or position?
Patrol officer.
How long have you been employed with them?
Just over 1 year.
What, or where, rather, was your previous employment?
Fremont County Sheriff's Office.
And what did you do in working for Fremont County Sheriff's Office?
I was a dispatcher supervisor.
How long did you work as a dispatcher for the Fremont County Sheriff's Office?
Approximately 2.5 years.
And do you have any specialized training in order to be a dispatcher?
You go through an FTO program, training how to dispatch, and then you're sent to a post academy, which certifies you with the state of Idaho.
What are some of your duties as a dispatcher?
We take administrative phone calls. We also take 911 calls and dispatch those 911 calls for police, fire, and EMS.
Okay, so you mentioned as part of your duties that you received 911 calls, is that right?
Yes.
Do you know if those calls are recorded?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, are they stored somewhere?
Yes.
Are you able to access those calls at a later date?
Yes.
Can you alter a call once it has been recorded and stored on the system?
No.
Were you working on October 9th, 2019?
Yes.
And do you recall receiving a couple calls that night about an attempted shooting with a paintball gun?
Yes.
Do you recall the name given by the first individual who placed the call?
Yes.
Who was that?
Joseph Murray.
And the second call that night, who was that?
Tammy Daybell.
Do you have a recollection of when the first call came in approximately?
I want to say about 9:30, 9:45. It was close towards the end of my shift.
Okay. And do you recall about how much later the second call came in?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Did you know Tamara Daybell?
Not personally. I knew that she was the librarian at my children's school.
Okay. Had you heard her name before that night?
Just other than her being the librarian at my children's school, no.
Okay. And so at that point, did you hear her name in the context of any investigation?
Not till later.
Okay. So later on, did you hear her name in the context of an investigation?
Yes.
Regarding the phone calls from October 9th, do you know if those two calls were recorded?
Yes, they were.
And with regard to the first call, have you been able to review a copy of that recording prior to today?
Yes.
And was that recording, to the best of your knowledge, a true and accurate recording of the call that you took that day?
Yes.
Was it the full recording, to the best of your knowledge and recollection?
Yes.
If I started playing an audio recording, do you believe that you could recognize if it is your voice?
Yes.
And, Your Honor, I have some jump drives with what's been marked as State's Exhibit 232A and 232B. If defense counsel, I have shown them previously, but if they want to look at them. And Your Honor, I would like to be able to play the initial part of the recording to be able to have her authenticate her voice and then move for its admission at that point, if that's possible.
All right. Seems like a logical approach. Any objection to that from the defense?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Go ahead and begin the playing to authenticate, if you would.
Sure, I have my volume up. All right. So, Your Honor, just for the record, I am about to play what's been marked as State's Exhibit 232A.
Okay.
And Deputy, were you able to recognize your voice on that first part of that call?
Yes.
Is this the same recording or the start of the same recording that you had previously reviewed?
Yes.
And is it true and accurate to the best of your knowledge and recollection?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd move for the admission of State's Exhibit 232A and to be able to publish the full recording.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Very well. Exhibit 232A is admitted and may be published to the jury.
And is the sound coming through? It seems like it's just coming through my computer. Is it coming through the rest of the speakers? It's just as loud as my computer is. Okay.
I want to move the microphone by that speaker.
In her car, and she beats the man, but she's not on the central TNC because they're wearing a ski mask. Came up to her with a paintball gun, but they sort of ski letter wasn't loaded. So she came out of it. But she kept asking what he was doing with the response, and then suddenly, after she pulled out the husband's hair, he ran off with
Okay, what's the address? Are you there? Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. What's the address?
It's 199 North, 1900 East, Rexburg, Idaho, 83440. Not my address. She lives in the corner. I don't know her address.
Okay, I need her address. What's her location?
I think it's 201, I think is her address.
201 North, 1900 East?
North, yep, yep.
Does she know which direction he ended up running?
We headed back behind their house.
Okay, and did she give you a description of the clothing?
I didn't get one from her. I took all of that.
And what is your name?
My name is Joseph Murray.
Okay, is this a good look or a good phone number for you?
Yep.
Okay, I am sending a deputy out to your mother's home.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And after listening to that full recording, Deputy, is that a true and accurate recording of the full call from that night?
Yes.
And I think that we mentioned earlier that there was a second call that you received that night. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did you have a chance to review that second call prior to coming to court today?
Yes.
And from your review of that recording, was it true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And was it a complete recording to the best of your recollection?
Yes.
And again, if I were to begin playing that, do you think you would recognize your voice on that that audio?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd like to play the initial portion of what's been marked as State's Exhibit 232B.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right, you can do so. And Deputy, do you recognize your voice on the beginning of that recording?
Yes.
And does that appear to be a true and accurate depiction of the other or the second 911 call you received on October 9th, 2019?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd move for the admission of State's Exhibit 232B and to be able to publish the full recording.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
With no objection, Exhibit 232B is now admitted and may be published in its entirety.
Thank you.
Yellow light on Salem Highway. Is it a suspicious person?
Yes.
Okay, what was he
wearing? He was all dressed in black and he had a ski mask on.
And he said the blinking light now is where you saw him?
No, he's gone now because I pulled up into our driveway and I didn't step out of the back seat of my car, and suddenly he was there, and he had a paintball gun, and he was
shooting,
and he was going to shoot at me, and I kept asking him what he was doing, because I could tell it was a paintball thing, and then he just kept doing it, so I yelled for my husband, and then he took off running around the back of my house.
Okay, give me just 1 minute, stay on the line with me.
Okay.
October 9, 2019. 21 hours, 50 minutes, 28 seconds.
That was North 1900 East.
Yes.
October 9, 2019. 21 hours, 50 minutes, 43 seconds.
Do you know what direction he was going?
He went behind my house, and it's so dark out here, and I just went in the house and got my husband and son, and then they went out and looked, and he was long gone by then.
Okay.
So he was on the north side of my house is where he went to get away.
Okay.
He didn't say anything, or he just kept, like, he was holding the gun like he was, you know, had a rifle and just shooting at me, so... But nothing came out of the gun either, so I don't think it was loaded.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Tammy Daybell.
Okay, I will pass your information on to my deputies. We actually just had a previous call about this individual, so they're out in the area looking now.
Okay, yeah, I think it was my son-in-law who lives diagonal from us that called you guys already.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure it got reported, so.
Let's see, and what's your son-in-law's name?
Joseph Murray.
Okay, yep, it was him.
Okay.
So, all right, I have a deputy that will be out at your home here shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And, Deputy, does that appear to be a true and accurate depiction of the full recording from the second call on October 9th, 2019?
Yes.
Your Honor, just one moment.
Yes.
I can hand the exhibits to the deputy, and I don't have any other questions for this witness.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Rawlings.
Thank you.
Is there any cross-examination?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. That'll conclude the testimony. This witness, then, is the witness allowed to be released?
No objection.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. You can be released. Thank you for your testimony this morning.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That was Dispatcher Helena Kayakamanu testifying in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. We have more for you. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Tony Bruschi, stay with us.